The news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The state has a legal strategy to defend cases taken by those seeking compensation for some nursing home charges dating back several decades. A government spokesperson last night confirmed the strategy was in place. It was first reported in the Irish Mail on Sunday. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The government has insisted that its approach to this issue was in place before July 2011, and it has been pursued by successive administrations. A spokesperson claimed the strategy has been misrepresented and it was introduced to defend cases relating to private nursing homes. In particular, it was focused on arguing that medical card holders did not have an unqualified right to free nursing home care. However, a limited number of cases were settled where there were what was described as complicating factors. In 2005, it emerged that medical card holders in public nursing homes should not have been charged for that care over the preceding three decades. A compensation scheme paid out $480 million to those in public nursing homes or to their families if they had passed away after December 1998. The state never conceded the argument that medical card holders who say they had no option but to avail of private nursing home care should be eligible for compensation, and it has a legal strategy in place to contest these cases. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has now sought advice from the Attorney General and a detailed briefing from his department on this issue.
Childcare providers who do not comply with regulations could be shut down under plans going to Cabinet this morning. The Minister for Children, Roger O'Gorman, will seek government approval to strengthen the enforcement powers of the Tusla Early Years Inspectorate. The proposals before Cabinet seek to ensure that Tusla has the necessary powers to address cases where there is serious non-compliance by early learning and childcare services. In the United States, police in Memphis, Tennessee, have said two other police officers have been suspended over the death of Tyree Nichols, who died after being beaten by police officers following a traffic stop. Three firefighters have also been suspended for failing to properly treat Mr. Nichols at the scene. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Memphis Police Department said the investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols had started on January 7th. The following day, seven officers were relieved of duty and placed on suspension. Five of them, seen in video recordings that shocked America, were subsequently fired from the force and charged with murder. The situation of the other two officers involved in the incident was not known until now. The Memphis Fire Department also announced that it had fired three members of an emergency medical team that was called to the site of the incident. They've been accused of failing to properly care for Mr. Nichols. The Memphis District Attorney's Office said its investigation of the death of Mr. Nichols was by no means over and indicated other people could still face criminal charges. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Security has been stepped up in the Pakistani capital Islamabad after a deadly suicide bomb attack on a mosque in the city of Peshawar. Nearly 60 people, many of them policemen, were killed. Stefan Dujarric, who is a spokesman for the head of the United Nations, said the organisation fully supported the people of Pakistan in fighting violent extremism.
It is particularly abhorrent that such an attack occurred at a place of worship. Freedom of religion, freedom of belief, and the ability to worship in peace is a fundamental human right. The Secretary General extends his heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wishes a prompt recovery to those injured. And he reiterates the solidarity of the United Nations and the government and people of Pakistan in their efforts to address terrorism and violent extremism.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be cool and breezy today with sunny spells. There'll be scattered showers in Ulster and North Connacht. It'll be generally dry elsewhere. Highest temperatures will be around 10 degrees. And there's a warning that westerly winds will reach gale force at times on coastal waters from Rossan Point to Malinhead to Fairhead.